Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth with LifeOnFire.com, and I'm about to share with you why it is super important for you to just perk up in your seat, turn up the audio if you haven't already. If you're watching this on Facebook, wherever you're consuming this, this is something that you absolutely have to see. It's a must see if you're an entrepreneur. So here's the context. Last episode of Life on Fire TV, you may have seen we shared the number one strategy that seven-figure plus entrepreneurs that put on these big events, they shared their number one strategy to 10X their business. What you're about to see right now is the number one resource that they used to grow and to build and to 10X their business. So what's gonna happen is I'm gonna take you behind the scenes at our private, exclusive, invite-only private mastermind called The Green Room, where high-level entrepreneurs are gonna be sharing their number one resource, table to table. Here we go, see you in a bit.
Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm a kick-ass business coach, and I'm on an absolute mission to help you find your purpose in life. To help you love what you do for work every single day, to help you be the rock star that you are meant to be, to make more money than you ever thought was possible, and to have more time freedom so you can actually enjoy the life that you're living. I'm here to help you set your life on fire.
Oh, so I'll kick things up. So Jose, would you stand up real quick? My man Jose. So I don't know about you guys, but AV bills completely drove me bonkers, and Jose gave me a quote that was half the price, and then he also had walls, literally just walls of LEDs. Yeah. He owns the LEDs, he's been just a total pro, and coming in at a much lower cost. I don't want to just, you know, say that he's just only price cutting, but someone who I just really respect, who's been doing an awesome job, so awesome supplier for AV if you need it, Jose.
That's
it for me.
All right, one thing, this is really interesting. I'm using a little utility called Crowdfire. This is stupid simple. And normally I would say Twitter is crap and useless and it doesn't generate any business or leads. However, when someone follows you on Twitter, it will send them a direct message. And I put in there, hi, what kind of business do you have? Followed by, I have a show and every Thursday it's available and I give links to my show. People reply to that and I'm seeing a 20% opt-in conversion rate from the link that I give them into my opt-in, and I've never gotten squat out of Twitter. So if you get them right away, you get them, and people are actually engaged. So if you have your assistant once a day, go back and direct message them, you can actually start a conversation that may lead to something. It's fairly early on. But it's just stupid simple. It's called Crowdfire. It's a little app. It's also a website. So simple. The other thing, this is the most powerful tool in my entire marketing arsenal. It's SurveyMonkey. At the end of every single opt-in I do, I send them immediately, the thank you page goes to a SurveyMonkey survey, and I ask an extensive survey, and I offer to give them a copy of my latest best-selling book as a free gift. My opt-in rate, and I ask them for their physical address. Over 90% of the time, I get their physical address. They complete it, and I have lots of fill-in-the-blanks. If you want to see an example of this, go to mrbz.com/show. Just fill it. It'll go opt-in, and it'll go right to a SurveyMonkey survey. The last question I ask everyone is, tell me something interesting, bizarre about you nobody else knows about. That becomes the hook if I start a conversation with someone or if I have a salesperson call them up. But that alone gets people very, very, very engaged, and you learn so much about your audience through that.
Let's see, I love Sage Event Management. They doubled my sales in the room and I just get to show up and be talent. I know they used to do all of Suzanne's stuff, and Barry is a dear friend and a brilliant woman who put a clause in my contract. Hyatt Century City was owned by one man. I had 1,000 rooms booked in there, 250 rooms for 4 nights. They sold the hotel to turn it into condo. There was a clause in the contract that said, if we cancel, my company is Dream University, if we cancel, they get a big penalty fee. And to her brilliance, she put that in, well, if you cancel, we get it as well. And I got a check from them for $100,000. Because they canceled my event, and we rebooked somewhere else.
So I preface this by saying I didn't do a lot of digital marketing, so digital marketing is probably this is probably basic for you. But we were the title sponsor at Infusionsoft at Icon, And part of our package was Mobit. We could do like a text offer. And apparently like the statistics were really good. Like we kind of crushed the whole text, the free offer. And then it went into a funnel and we just started getting all those $27 upsells. I mean, for me, it's exciting.
He was so excited.
It was so exciting. I was like, oh, the shit actually works.
Hey, wait, I just want to talk about how all that shit really works.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. But, you know, what I liked about it, because it was fast, it was like text branding to this number, and then it put them through, I don't know if anyone knows about it, but or if there's another resource like it, but it put them through the sequence, it was integrated with Infusionsoft, and those are the people that we're like targeting and following up with. So. I like that because I do a lot of speaking and sponsoring, so I like that idea of just sending them to a text. The only downfall that I'm just trying to figure out is some of those people, we have email addresses, but if we're going to be doing mobile marketing, that's all we have for a couple hundred of those people.
So when someone opts out, they're pissed, but they're very, very motivated. And so for the past 3 years, unless you've opted out, you haven't seen it, but we have an offer at our opt-out page. And it's a video of me saying, don't go, there's something we did, I guess we're not enough, and please come back. Oh, but if you can't come back, there are three resources down there, and make sure you click them. And those are affiliate links, and we make six figures sending our problem children to our affiliate.
I just have a recommendation. I have this amazing accountant named Krista Hausman, and her business is infusionaccounting.com. And she's totally integrated my book, my QuickBooks with Infusionsoft. And every Friday I get the most awesome report. And my bookkeeping is so clean. I even know exactly when taxes need to be paid. And if your books are kind of messy, I know mine to the penny because I'm kind of retentive that way. But if you need some good financial help, she's amazing. And she was at InfusionCon, and she really gets this industry. So,
what was her name? What was her name?
Krista Hausman, and you can just email her CRISTA at infusionaccounting.com. She's got an excellent team, and I've never had such good numbers. And it's just my business keeps growing because I know what the heck's going on. So,
hey, guys. Not sure. Zalton Siebel, sure. I didn't have a chance to introduce myself earlier. I don't know if you know this or not, but among other things, I own liquor.com. So if you were at the bar and you were drinking, then come check out my site later. We get about 36 million uniques to the site a year. Email is about 1.6 million. What I'm sharing that with you, because the majority of our traffic, in terms of really good organic traffic that we don't pay for, comes out of something called ZergNet. Just raise your hand if you guys know ZergNet. Okay, sweet. So two in the room. So write that down. It's a content play. Right.
Spell it?
I'm sorry. ZergNet. ZergNet. And it's the same. You guys know Outbrain or
yes.
Taboola?
Yes.
Okay. So it's like that on crack. Yeah. So just check that out. We get about 300,000 uniques to the site a month just from ZergNet. So just something to think about. And that's content. So it's content. So event-wise, if you got something that's related to what you're doing, you can tie it into your event, swing it back around. So just cross-pollinate it. But that's content first, revenue later.
Pay to play?
No. Well, yes, of course, But it's very, 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 very reasonable.
Thanks. Aside from hosting our events, one thing that makes us a little different is our company is also a client services company for everything to do with event production. And so our specialty, our core offering is not for the large conference type of event. This is more for an intimate, experiential, event like the ones we host. So if you guys go to secrettable.co, you can watch a video of the event that we host, and we can do anything like that or down as a niche. So from very high-end intimate dinner experiences to like an event that we host. And for a room like this, because of the type of business that you guys operate, we're always interested in partnering with entrepreneurs like you guys in a unique way, as opposed to our average client that is, perhaps there isn't a potential for a more dynamic relationship. So, thanks.
So real quick, if you guys are high on texting, there's two companies that I'll tell you about that deal with, let's call it telephone ideas. The first one is Twilio, it's T-W-I-L-I-O. If you do anything with texting through Eventday or Infusionsoft or any other CRM, Twilio is probably their back end. So if you just go to Twilio directly, you can do a lot of stuff. It costs $1 per month for a phone number and a penny a message. But the reason the dollar a month per phone number is helpful is if you're having people call you in, you can actually get 10 or 50 numbers, and then you can display regional numbers in your ads. So SoCal people will call 714 or 619, Orlando people will call 407 before 619, right? So it's very, very cheap to get these disposable numbers. So Twilio.com, what happens, you buy a number and you say, when that number rings, do all this stuff and then ring that phone. So do all this stuff could be send a text message, tag them in Infusionsoft. There's tons of stuff you can do when the phone rings besides just answer it, which is something a lot of people don't actually know. You can target Facebook ads based on people that call that number. So there's a ton of cool things. The other thing is if you're actually voice calling people, there's a system called Anveo, A-N-V-E-O. This is a little bit more nerdy, but it's setting up a voice over IP system without having any equipment. And you can do outbound regional dialing. So when your sales team calls out, it'll show up as a local number to the person you're calling. So if they don't recognize your number, again, if I'm at 619, I'll recognize that and probably answer it versus unknown or 407 or 888, yeah. So Anveo.com and Twilio.com are kind of the two text and voice over IP services to know.
Our per customer value is actually pushing $1,000 per customer. And so how does that happen from starting with a $27 sale? Well, it's actually our coaching team. And our coaching team is actually their own independent company. They started with us, basically. We're their first client. It started by two guys, Joshua and Rudy, wingmancoachingworldwide.com. And you know, this has basically been our secret. The reason we have such a high per customer value is because of these guys, and they're open to helping you guys maximize your customer value. They actually do real coaching that eventually leads to a higher ticket sale. So from the $27, they take people to a $2,000 sale, to $8,000, $20,000, and everyone's super happy to basically upgrade because of the value they've gotten through that coaching program these guys built. They did it in under a year. Two former military pilots, Navy, Air Force, very disciplined. Every one of their coaches goes through the Landmark Forum, they're Landmark graduates. And they built something that any other human being probably would have taken 5 to 10 years to build. They got all the systems down. Like if I call them today, I say, hey, let's listen in on this coach, what they're doing. They can listen to every single coaching call. Every single coaching call is recorded. And it also helps resolve problems with if a customer complains, hey, this coach didn't treat me right, or they tried to pitch me some other thing, we can pretty much look up the recording and deal with the issue. So the systems these guys have built out have been awesome. They've helped us tremendously. We've quadrupled our revenue since we started working with them. And again, we were the first client, but they're willing to work with a few choice clients as well to maximize your customer value.
What were you on again?
WingmanCoachingWorldwide.com.
Wingman.
Yeah.
So I'm confused. They are your.
They're their own company. They contract to us, but essentially we help them start that business. But they're entrepreneurs, and we want to basically help provide them more business. They can scale.
Are they a sales team?
They're a sales team, but the customer never feels like they're being sold to. In fact, our customers go in, they go, oh, it's a coach. It's really a salesperson. And they're actually shocked in terms of the value that they get. And upgrading is not an issue. So they get real value, but yeah, they're all commission-based coaches. So you're not paying anything up front for their services, all commission-based coaches. Maybe you'll pay a management fee that's nominal, but totally worth it. These guys are awesome. They've, again, quadrupled our revenues this past year. So if you guys want to maximize your personal value, want to have a coaching team that's actually a coaching team and not a veiled sales team, they are that too, and they're very effective. But the customer doesn't feel like they're a veiled sales team.
So I've got two just websites for social media. So if social media drives you or your team totally bonkers, there's one called buzzsumo.com. Just B-U-Z-Z, sumo.com. And what that does is you type in a keyword and it's gonna pull up all the related posts that have the most likes and social shares. So instead of you know, you want to put your own content out, but then there's also times where you want to just curate content. So even just giving that URL to a team member, they can find really good pieces of content that are proven to be viral that they can literally just share what's already there by clicking a button, or they can use that. For me, I'm actually using that to create my own content. So it's like, oh, if I'm doing a post on, you know, something personal development related, I'm searching in BuzzSumo first to find specific topics that are proven to be viral. Then I'm creating videos about those topics, so it's my content, but I'm actually just hijacking what's already been proven to work. So that's something that's cool that we're working on. And then the other thing is, it's called Agora Pulse, just A-G-O-R-A, Pulse, P-U-L-S-E.com. And so Agora Pulse, what this is it's a tool to manage all of your social media. So social media, and for us, we've got a team that manages our social media, but what we're doing now is we're having them go through this Agora Pulse. So we have everything, all of our updates, all of the comments, all the notifications is in this one dashboard that's way more sophisticated, you know, than a Hootsuite or other tools. But the social media person can look at it and just get it to inbox zero. And that's the only task at this point is, all right, Ryan, get this to inbox zero every single day, but it's pulling in everything from messages to comments, everything. So they don't need to go scour all of our different platforms and the different profiles, but it's just like, it's way easier to train someone to just say, log into Agora Pulse, get it to zero. That's it, that's your job, every day, zero. And so that's been super helpful, and we're really excited for what that's doing for us, so that's it.
Okay, two quick resources. Nick teases me about this one, but I, at the tune of about 50 to 75,000 bucks a year, it makes me. How many of you guys hold events, actually hold them? One thing I realized, a little loophole, the credit cards and pointsguy.com. If you haven't been there, get obsessed with it. Pointsguy.com. And the reason why is we do a lot of events at Hilton's. We get 12 points per dollar. Screw Amex, they're a joke compared to that. I'm sitting on almost 13 million Hilton points right now. So the benefit of that is I get to, if I want to like woo a client and we're doing an event, I can put them up at the Conrad if there's one in town, put them up in the presidential suite. Marriott does the same thing, 6 points per dollar. You can't do it exactly at the Hard Rock. The other thing is a lot of you do a lot of spending on Facebook. Amex is a joke, guys, these days compared to these other point cards. You guys should be using the Citibank double cash back. It gives you two points back per dollar. I'm buying every 8 months with what I'm spending, I'm buying a new piece of real estate. Yeah. So I'm working with Kent on this right now, and I'm getting one new piece of real estate every 8 months. And every 8 years I own a house outright. I've been doing this for about a year and a half right now, so I'm just gonna tell you in advance, really think about how much you're spending, how much you're probably wasting if you're using your American Express card. The Plum is decent. It's a joke compared to these other ones. And I have a whole configuration. I have 19 credit cards we run. I'm telling you, I have one that I know runs better for this, one for that. I do Infusionsoft and my Verizon bill on the Ink card because it gives me 5% back. I have like a $1,000 Verizon bill every month. Guys, this stuff adds up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, what was the...
Website?
No.
Which credit card for which thing?
Facebook.
I like the Citibank double cash. There's zero fee. Their customer service works like this. They pick up the phone on one ring. You don't have to wait on hold. They're looking to knock Amex off. Okay, so they're really, really good. So Citibank double cash back. If you're doing events at Hilton's or Marriott's, you have to get the credit card. Like, we got married at the Mount Coliseum. It used to be owned by Intercontinental. Wedding was about 100 grand. We got the credit card for it, and we actually picked up about the other thing is you need to negotiate the points into the contracts.
Yeah.
So I get usually 100,000, 200,000 points every time I just sign a contract.
Love it.
So it's huge. It adds up in a really, really quick way. If you guys don't think it matters, I can show you. You can get a chance. I'm going to Turks and Caicos for free this summer.
Yeah.
2 weeks. You like that, Alex? Okay. Number two, this everyone made fun of this a couple of weeks ago, but it worked really well. Some of you got my email, and I tested this, and this is big if you want the 30 to 60 year old crowd. Use Courier font. When you ask somebody to answer the question, 750 returns we got when I asked a simple question. Hey, I'm doing a call tomorrow, can you help me with this? And I only use it when I'm asking a question. Courier font, I remember it because when I used to make fake IDs, I used it. But it also reminds our age people of a typewriter, and it reminds us of something that you read from my grandma. So I'm telling you, I never get 750 responses. I don't get 700 people to open up an email. So courier font, when you're asking someone, did you get that email from me? Hey, I'm doing a call tomorrow. Answer one or two, what do you want me to cover? And I'm telling you, it'll give it a shot.
Only for asking questions.
If not, it annoys the shit out of people. It is the worst thing if you're writing content. three sentences, Courier font. You email me back, you can thank me for that.
Okay, I absolutely hate email. I discovered that I was getting more email from my own team than I was from outside. That's not a good problem to have. So we went over to Slack. And absolutely love it for instant messaging. All of our vendors that we're taking on board now as well, we get them to communicate with me on Slack directly. So that one's one I'd really recommend. The other one is, who's using Voxer? Okay, another really great ninja tool. Voxer is like instant walkie-talkie. So I can now ask my husband to do whatever I want him to do at any point in the day by just sending him a message. But again, we use it across the team and really great ninja tools that have stopped all the texts, emails, and everything else that are going backwards and forwards. Promotional products. Does anyone here use promotional products for your events and so forth? Wearable imaging, they're in Orange County, and they also source in China. But they really take the time and strategize for your events, what your goals are, the world-class branding, and so forth. So,
great people.
Do you know them? Yeah, okay. So wearableimaging.com, Robin Richter is the CEO. And then I have struggled for the longest time getting our sales team strong. It has been the weakest link in my company, and I have just like pulled out so many hairs on that one. I mean, if it wasn't me, I have a high conversion rate, but I just can't wrap my arms around it anymore. And I spent a year working on my coaching team to no avail to get them to sell. And so I hired Alan McKenna. Does anyone know who Alan is? And he's done some work with Lisa Sasvich. He's helped John Astroff and his team. And we are getting sales. I'm so excited. I just got a text in that one of our coaches literally like 30 minutes ago just closed into our high mastermind. So, and I'm not there. So it's wonderful. So he's been great.
So my favorite new tool is Spiffy. So if you guys aren't using Spiffy, it's very cool. It integrates with Infusionsoft, and it makes your checkout process so much better when people are buying from their cell phones. And as you know, everybody's checking everything from their phones now. So when they're trying to put their credit card number in, instead of it being just the little thing at the bottom, it opens up like the whole like dial pad for the phone, and we're seeing our conversions from mobile go way up simply because we integrated Spiffy with Infusionsoft.
I'm here to help you set your life on fire.